cosmos with exquisite accuracy, but we rarely pause to feel what it means that we are part of it. Science has given us the ability to measure everything except our own astonishment. And yet, astonishment is where all knowledge begins. Here, therefore, the language of equation and the language of myth meet again. The story told in these pages begins with the birth of atoms and ends with the awakening of awareness. It follows the universe from the first instant of creation, when energy condensed into matter, to the slow kindling of stars, to the emergence of consciousness able to reflect upon those stars and understand them. It explores how humanity, driven by curiosity and courage, rediscovered the secret of stellar fire and dared to reproduce it on Earth. But this is not a chronicle of technology alone. It is a meditation on what that act reveals about our place in the order of things. The early chapters trace how humankind came to recognize that everything, stone, air, blood, and starlight, is made from the same atomic dust, and how the fusion of these atoms within the hearts of stars gave birth to all chemical elements. It follows the path from the first thinkers who guessed that the heavens were alive with fire, through the revolutionary discoveries of modern physics, to the great international projects now attempting to harness fusion as a source of clean, endless energy. Einstein's realization that matter and energy are interchangeable to the immense laboratories where miniature suns are being created in magnetic fields. This story unfolds as a testament to both the brilliance and the humility of the human mind. As the book deepens, the lens widens. It examines the physical heart of a star, the incredible temperatures and pressures that allow nuclei to emerge despite their mutual repulsion, and reveals the strange quantum phenomenon that make it all possible. Tunneling. The ability of particles to pass through barriers that should be impenetrable. The same principle that allows stars to shine also governs the subatomic world, linking the smallest scales of existence with the grandest. In that paradox, we will find not chaos, but coherence, a universe whose every level mirrors each other. The journey then turns to the ethical and philosophical questions raised by our attempt to recreate the stellar fire. To make a sun on Earth is not merely a technical challenge, it is a moral test. The discovery that the same reactions which sustain life can also destroy it forces us to confront the dual nature of human intelligence. The fusion bomb and the fusion reactor are born of the same knowledge, yet lead to opposite destinies. What we do with such power will define not only our civilization, but our species. In this sense, the mastery of fusion is not only about energy. It is about maturity. It demands that humanity learn the discipline of creation without domination, the wisdom of power restrained by compassion. Beyond the ethical dimension lies a vision of possibility. Fusion offers a key not only to survival, but to transcendence. It promises energy that could free us from scarcity, engines that could propel us beyond our planet, and light that could sustain life wherever we choose to go. The same process that burns at the heart of the sun could one day drive ships between the stars or warm the atmosphere of distant worlds. The book looks forward to a time when humanity, no longer confined to its cradle, carries the fire of its origin into the vastness of space. It imagines colonies powered by miniature suns, medical advances born from fusion's clean radiance, industries built not on extraction, but on renewal. And yet, while it looks outward, it also turns inward. The story of fusion is a mirror of the inner life, the transformation of hydrogen into helium, of simplicity into complexity, is an allegory for consciousness itself. Every act of thought is a kind of fusion, elements of experience combining under the heat of awareness to release meaning. In the slow burning of stars, we can see the reflection of our own evolution. The long, patient work of turning chaos into coherence, ignorance into insight, self into spirit. The fire that burns in the sun is the same fire that drives the mind to understand. Later in the book, the question of creation itself arises. How could a universe of such precision and beauty exist without guidance? And if there was a creator, why does that creator remain silent? The narrative does not preach. It asks. It wonders whether the absence of divine intervention is not absence of neglect, but of perfection. Whether the highest forms of creation is one that can unfold by its own laws, without further interference. In that sense, the cosmos might be the ultimate act of trust, a system so complete that it requires no correction. Whether the universe